So what was the big attraction for Dunray? Was it the money or was it the housing? Or?
It was housing. It was the attraction of a certain freedom of out of the city. It was the attraction of apparently new frontier science, or support to new frontier science. It looked like something that my wife-to-be would have enjoyed, and she said that she agreed with me that it was something she would look forward to. And in fact, once I'd come up here, a few months after that, she was able to come up for an interview as a clerical officer. She was a CEO with the government in Stormont, in Belfast, and she had an interview, and we had a weekend together here before we got married, and then she came up after we did get married in the spring of 62, and fell in love with the place, and we settled down here.
Yeah, so you both worked in Dunray, basically.
Yes.
That was handy.
Quite a number of folk did in those days. Their wives would work at Dunray, or the wives, perhaps, who were teachers, would work in the local schools. I mean, that was a very strong point for the local schools, where you had folk of a reasonably high calibre of teaching coming in as wives of senior staff or whatever, were able to pass on their knowledge to the kids.
Yeah. So did you're in Tormsdale Place now? Was this your first house?
No. I mean, I've been a kind of peripatetic engineer over the years. Maybe as we talk later, it'll become clear. I left Dunray in '68 for 3 years back over to Northern Ireland. We lived initially in one of the timber houses in Thorfinn Terrace, which were wonderful little living machines. They really were well insulated, well designed, good houses. And then when I came back, there was a 4B on offer to me, and that was fine because the family were with me and we had space to expand.
You had two children by then when you came back?
Yes. And then in due course, as everybody, I wanted a garage, and you went on the list, and the housing committee eventually would offer you three bedrooms and a garage.
All right.
The first one we looked at was rather horrible, and all the interior woodwork had been painted gloss black. We rejected that, and eventually we got a house in Mount Vernon here, but not this house. And then in due course, reapplied for an A-type, as this one is, with the dining room, posh, and was given that, and then, of course, Maggie Thatcher's opportunity to buy came along, and we've been here ever since.
So you got a bargain out of the
We've got a bargain, yes. No, undoubtedly got a bargain. And with the view that we have over the river, we still consider it a bargain.
Yeah. Yes, it's very nice up here, isn't it? Now, you mentioned the householder's handbook earlier on to me.
Yeah.
Was that a great help?
I suppose it wasn't a great help to me, because I had experience of gardening, I had experience of keeping a house at home, and my parents were always drawing me into bits of DIY and house maintenance and so on. But it was beautifully put together, and it was a wee book which, when handed to anyone coming in from the south, provided them with either the knowledge or the information on where to get the knowledge on most everything that they would come up against in looking after an authority house.
And the garden, of course.
And the garden, the recipe for getting rid of earwigs, or putting washers on the tap, or whatever.
Yeah, wallpaper on the walls, it's quite handy there.
The lovely table, which I referred to many times, to allow me to buy the right number of rolls of paper for paper in the walls.
For the size of the room, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was handy, actually.